Bechoros, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph 2:1. Now we begin a new topic, the topic of the Bechor Behema Tahora, the firstborn male of kosher animals, meaning specifically cows, goats, and sheep. And this topic will take us not just the second perek, but all the way through the sixth perek. So there's lots to say here. Again, it contrasts with the Pidyon Peter Chamor, the Bechor of Behema Tamea, the donkey, which is in the first perek, and we'll see in the eighth perek about the Pidyon Haben of a human being. But here the Mishnah base is going to say the basic halachas, just so you could get the frame of it. What happens is, as I said in the introduction, the firstborn male cow, goat, or sheep must essentially be brought as a korban and eaten by the kohanim, the kohen and his family, as kachim kalim. If it can't be offered because it's a balmum, then it's eaten. Okay, the details, we have lots of Mishnahs to discuss. Now this first Mishnah really is going to parallel what we said in the first Mishnah, the first parak, regarding the peter chamor, the donkey. The basic point is that the pasuk specifies specifically a firstborn Jewish bechor. Hikdashti li kol bechor bi Yisrael. And therefore, if a non-Jew has a significant stake, a stake really, in either the mother or the baby, so then it exempts that baby, that offspring, from peter, the requirement for being a bechor, just a regular chulin animal. That's the Mishnah says. Inside here it says, Halokech uber paraso shal nachri. If one acquires the rights to get a not yet born cow, goat, or sheep from a Gentile, since the mother's owned by a Gentile, it's going to be exempt, won't be a Bechor. V'mochalo, similarly, if one sells that unborn animal to a non-Jew, when it's born, the offspring is not a Bechor. Afo pishen rashai, says the Mishnah, by the way, you're not allowed to sell your behema gasa, your large animals, in this case we'd be talking about cows. Again, like I explained in the first Mishnah, the first Perek, the issue is the rabbis are afraid people essentially would rent out their cows as draft animals, since the behema is entitled, sort of a Jewish behema is entitled to a Shabbos, a day off, if you will. So they were afraid people essentially rent out their cows to non-Jews for work. And therefore the rabbis said any kind of draft animal, like a cow or a horse or a donkey or a camel, cannot be sold at all to a Gentile, lest you sort of use it to exploit the rules of Shabbos. It says the Mishnah further, v'mishta teflo, one who's a partner with a Gentile in the animal itself, v'makabel mimenu, one who received, like went to deal, like a breeding deal essentially with a non-Jew, where he got the bull and he's there to breed, you know, offspring, and they'll share the profits of offspring. V'noslo b'kabbalah, same goes if the Jew gave his animal to the Gentile to breed and they're going to share the profits. Pater mina bechora, in all those cases, the firstborn offspring is exempt from the halachas of firstborn animals. Shneamar, because the pasuk says bi Yisrael, it has to be specifically a Jew of lo bechirim, not that there's another person who has a stake who's not Jewish in this animal. And technically speaking, if the stake that the Gentile has is so inconsequential that even if it would be like that, let's say that limb that he owned would be removed from the animal, it would not make it not valid as a korban. Then that's not significant enough to invalidate. So, meaning, for example, the Gentile says, I just want to own one eyelash of your cow. Okay, so then if you remove the eyelash, the cow is considered brought as a korban, therefore that wouldn't undermine the cow's ability to, you know, kadosh and brought as a bechor. But if he says he's owning a leg or a heart, whatever it is, a leg would make it a mum, a heart would make it a treif, and so on. So then, of course, it wouldn't be eligible, and therefore that wouldn't exempt it from the halachas of bechor. New points here. Kohanim ulevim chayavim. Unlike the Peter Chamor and the Pidyon Haben, where there are psukim that exempt people from Shevet Levi and Kohanim from those mitzvahs, it's not the case when it comes to the Bechor Behema Tahora. Firstborn cows, goats, or sheep are also have the status of Bechor, even if they're owned by someone from a Levi or a Kohen. Lo nitru mi Bechor Behema Tahora, lo nitru ela mi Pidyon Haben. As I said, the Levi and the Kohen are not exempt from Bechor Behema. They are exempt from Pidyon Haben and Peter Chamor. So that means if a Levi owns a firstborn, like a cow that gave birth for the first time to a male calf, so then if it's a Levi, he must give it to a Kohen. And if he's a Kohen, he can keep it for himself, but still must bring it as a korban. Either way, the korban is brought by the Kohen and eaten b'tahara as a Bechor is supposed to be done there in Yerushalayim.